Got it, Rex.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. I've got a question, if that's okay.
Yeah, go for it.
I've got a 2006 Subaru WRX. It's got a EJ255 short block.
Yep.
Yep, and the head gasket is on its way out, right? So I was thinking of putting a EJ257 short block in it.
Yep.
Do you know if it's a straight bolt-on or not?
255 to 257?
Yep.
They're exactly the same.
They're exactly the same. And would I require any tuning or any
modifications?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if you're changing an engine, you should always get it tuned. Even if it's exactly the same motor you're putting back in, every engine's slightly different to each other.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, so you'll never have the exact same engine that needs the exact same tune. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, so because mine's a WRX, it's got the TDO4 turbo and the injectors. If I swap them all over and still get tuning, would that be all right, or do I have to go bigger injectors, bigger turbo and stuff?
No, you can use your turbo and injectors.
Oh, that'll be fine, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. It just, obviously, it's not going to make any more power. It's going to be the exact same power that you've got.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I understand. How much would you guys do for a... head gasket replacement on a EJ255?
How many Ks on the 255?
It's got about 193.
Yep. A little bit risky. We don't recommend doing it.
Okay.
Just as the 255s are quite weak, obviously.
Yeah,
So you can do a head gasket on it. Normally, head gaskets are like 6 to 7K somewhere, including machining the heads and servicing them.
Yeah.
But then your bottom end might, you know, start knocking, or you might break a ring land or something like that very soon after, which we've had happen.
Yeah.
So we sort of don't do head gaskets on 255s anymore.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
So probably best thing is to just upgrade it to a 257, just tune it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd do 257, obviously head gasket, studs, machine the heads, all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Normally that whole process, parts, labor, like drive-in, drive-out, is about 15K.
15K, yeah.
Yeah.
And does that include the tuning as well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, no worries at all.
Yeah, obviously that's a ballpark number. Like, I can't, you know, guarantee that number. Like, when we pull the thing apart, if you need a radiator and a clutch, it adds on to that price. But that's the general cost there.
Yeah, no good. I was just asking to see, like, in regards to the short box. So I just want to get some advice, that's all.
Yeah, all good.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much for taking the time.
All good, too easy.
Nice. Have a good day.
You too. See ya.